Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to it. 10 minutes after 5 a.m. And the show is now fully underway. There is no way to turn it back. So please put your tray tables in their upright position. Let's have a good time. We are going... I'm going to issue a quiz to Tom sometime during the show today.
Yeah.
I found a sexual harassment quiz that has been put together by the people out in California as a result of this Filner issue.
The San Diego mayor.
Yes, San Diegoans are very sensitive to these type of issues. And so they have, there's a 28-question sexual harassment quiz to help you understand whether or not you are just a male sexist pig that is out just to objectify and harass women, or if you are a sensitive man that understands that all sexual harassment is your fault and you should never, ever, ever do anything but look at your shoes, do your job, and sit quietly in your cubicle.
Oh, so this is going to be a very biased and
no, it's a legitimate sexual harassment quiz. I just find these sexual harassment classes and quizzes to be very one-sided. It is usually sided on the fact of, did someone accuse you of being sexually harassing? Then you're guilty. You now have to modify your behavior. I think
you don't agree with that?
No, I think it's deplorable that in today's society, when a coworker comes in and looks really nice, you can't go, "Wow, you look really good today." You know, hey, that's a nice outfit on you.
As opposed to yesterday when you look like scum.
Well, it's not like you pat her on the butt as she walks by and go, "Hey, been working out, huh? Nice butt." You know, that's unacceptable. But why should it be a situation where you can't compliment a coworker just because she's of the opposite sex? And it's not even that. Guys can claim sexual harassment from women. Women can claim sexual harassment from other women. Guys can claim... It's all way overblown. It is political correctness run amok.
So easy to say from someone who will never be sexually harassed.
Are you kidding me? Look at me. Yeah, I know. I'll never be sexually harassed. Not in the way I want.
Yeah.
All right. So we have also some updates on the local story about the woman that held a couple guys hostage to have sex with them, the 52-year-old woman.
Yeah, one of them was her roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got a little bit of an update here on Terry Boyd. I told you this was going to make national news, and it did. It made the national radio show prep. So here we go. A little bit of an update. The woman, Terry Boyd, apparently tried to have a couple guys, you know, sexually harass her, if you know what I'm saying. She was hanging out with her male roommate, one of his friends. Ended up locking them inside the room, told them she'd only let them leave if one of them or both had a little frisky action there with them. She didn't care which guy it was either, apparently. Neither of them wanted to have anything to do with it. Some neighbors heard them screaming. Really? Screaming. Called the cops. When the cops came to the house, Terry pushed against the door to keep them from opening it.
Right. Oh, this gets better.
The two men ended up refusing to press charges.
Well, they took him down to the station.
Yeah.
And then let him go.
Yeah.
And they went back to the house, and it happened again.
Okay,
guys.
It happened
twice.
All right, gentlemen. At this point, this is your fault. Okay? If it's a situation where you felt threatened in any way, shape, form, or fashion, you're idiots for going back.
Well, the one guy lived there.
I don't care. If you feel that you were being
Maybe he thought she couldn't be stupid enough to do it twice in a row after the cops let her go the first time.
You know, that's great advice for women that are beaten in their homes. That's awesome. Hey, I don't think the husband will do it again or the boyfriend will beat me a second time. I'm going back to the house. No. Anyway, later in the same day, Terry locked one of them in the room again and, yes, was demanding sex. This time when the cops came, the guy was willing to press charges. Terry is facing charges of false imprisonment, obstructing the officer, bail jumping, and looking a lot like Shrek.
Oh, stop it.
What? That's probably mean. Shrek is a little bit more attractive. So there's the update on the story. I knew that this story was going to... Here's the question for you, though. And I thought about this. Do we want to talk to this woman? Do we want to have her on the show and talk to her?
Oh, I'm sure she'd love to come on to the show after the way you've talked about her. Yeah, I'm sure that will happen.
Well, let her give her side of the story. Let her explain what it was that she thought she was going
to
accomplish.
You just compared her to Shrek. She's going to come on with you? Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, she could come on and explain that she's not like Shrek, that she's more like somebody else.
Oh, brother.
Don't you think that's a fair assessment? I think it is. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's Mark from Channel 7 checking in to give us the weather update, which we'll get to in just a second.
Hip, hip, hurrah. I still have this crappy job. Hip, hip, hooray. I'm still making minimum wage. Oh, joy, oh, lucky me. I still have a boss to yell at me. It could be worse, most definitely. I could be Mexican living in Tempe. But of all the days, I should not complain. It would be today, 'cause today's Friday. Yeah, I hate working for the man. Today is Friday. But at least I have a gig, unlike Lindsay Lohan. Today is Friday. Yes, I might be broken in the red. Today is Friday. But better than Michael Jackson, who's not only broke, he's dead. And frustration commence, intoxication. Today is Friday.